So Matt, here's a question for you from Alan, who has asked, it's not being explained to me why Venus has still got an atmosphere. Mars has lost its atmosphere. It has no magnetosphere. So you could explain that for a start. But Venus is the same. So therefore, it must be restored each time its atmosphere is lost. Let's start with, how does a magnetosphere, a magnetic field around a planet, relate to its atmosphere? And then what's going on with Venus and Mars?
So a magnetosphere is incredibly important. The Earth has one. It has one because we have a molten core that rotates. It generates a magnetic field, a dynamo. And this magnetic field deflects particles that are coming to us from the sun. These highly charged energetic particles. Now, if we didn't have a magnetosphere, the interaction would start to remove ions from the ionosphere. So our atmosphere would get leaky. Now, Mars doesn't have a magnetosphere. It used to, probably around about 4 billion years ago. We're not entirely clear why it went away. Now, it's not just because it lost its magnetosphere and then everything just, woo, off it went up into space. That's the noise it makes, actually, yeah. But actually, Mars is much smaller than the Earth, and it has a gravitational field of roughly around 36% Earth's. So holding on to stuff is actually very, very difficult. Now, if you go to Venus, I would have to correct one of the things that was said. You're right, it doesn't have a magnetosphere, but it has got something. It has an induced magnetosphere because the magnetic field from the sun wraps around it. So it has some protection.
Is that because it's so close to the sun?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay, so it's sort of hogging a bit of magnetic field from the sun.
These magnetic fields are slamming into Venus and wrapping around, so you end up with a sort of quasi-magnetosphere.
Like
so
a magnetic cuddle?
A big magnetic cuddle. That is the cutest thing I've ever heard in terms of planetary
astrophysics.
And
it's holding some gas onto it like an atmosphere.
That's cute. Aww, I'm seeing a brand of toys emerging here. And Venus is very similar to Earth. It's essentially our twin planet. So it's heavy, and that means it holds onto its gas. So that's why it has more of an atmosphere.
Because of the magnetic cuddle.
Because of the magnetic cuddle.
Thank you very much. You are listening to The Naked Scientist with me, Kat Arney.
And with me, Chris Smith. And if you'd like to get in touch to ask a question, for instance, you can tweet at Naked Scientist or you can email chris@thenakedscientist.com.
This week, we have a fabulous panel of pundits for you, including Matt Middleton, he's an astronomer from Cambridge University, Giles Yeo, who's an expert in human metabolism, and Eleanor Drinkwater, who is an animal behavioural specialist.